Hello, I'm Elise McDonald.
I'm Lauren Suzuki.
And this is A Love Letter To,
where we write a conversational love letter to our favorite things from pop culture.
Grab your stationery and let's begin. This episode, we are doing NoahCon. So NoahCon has kind of, I don't want to say like, actually, no, I can say this. NoahCon's like uprising was so fast.
It was so fast.
And so popular. It's actually insane. And I think this kind of correlates to the whole like granola girl vibe.
Oh, 1000%.
You know, and that is like becoming mainstream.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a gatekeeper or anything, but I must say that like this type of like folk kind of, his music is kind of a little folky.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've been listening to that since day one. But low-key, I mean, I can't blame the people. Like, it's so good. And there's another band that I really like that's kind of similar to NoahCon, which is Not Go and Medicine for the People. And there's also Passenger, who's quite similar to NoahCon, too. And I've been, like, listeners of both of their music, like, full-on albums. Like, everyone knows, like, You Only Need the Light When It's Burning Low by Passenger. But, like, do you know Bullets? Do you know Golden Leaves? Do you know 27. Anyways, I digress. Moral of the story is, like, this type of music is becoming popular, and I'm not mad about it. Let's just get into it.
Yeah.
Lauren, how did you first discover NoahCon?
Well, let me tell you, at the start, I kept hearing the name NoahCon, and I, like, listened to one of his songs just, like, on a Spotify, like, randomized playlist or something. I was like, who is this NoahCon guy? Why is he so popular?
Wait, what
don't care.
This?
Like, end of last school year.
Okay.
Who's this guy? Don't care. Like, is he really that good? Kind of like, whatever. I was a hater. I was a doubter. I was a skeptic. And then he came out with Northern Attitude featuring Hozier. And
That'll
do it. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, I am such a Hozier stan. I think he is such a genius musician. And then I kept hearing people comparing NoahCon to Hozier and kind of being that neo-folk revival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard Northern Attitude with Hozier, and I was like, okay, wait, this is kind of good.
True.
And then NoahCon came out with all these versions of his songs off of Stick Season with other people.
I think that could be part of his rise to
fame. I 100% think so, because it's with so many like new famous artists, like Gracie Abrams is on one, Post Malone, Kacey Musgraves. So I think that really is what reeled people in, me including. And now I do like his music, and I love, She Calls Me Back with Kacey Musgraves, because I love Kacey Musgraves.
So good.
And then Homesick with Sam Fender, that one really gets me. And this is a quick anecdote, but I was coming back from my admitted student's day, and I was like, so like, all the emotions of me actually leaving for college hit me.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be across the country. I'm going to be so homesick. This is so sad. But, like, I've been wanting this and all these things.
Sorry, just to add, for the people, our listeners, Lauren committed to NYU.
Woo!
Okay, continue.
Yeah, so across the country, like, I know it's going to be so fun, but, like, I just hadn't thought about how much I would really miss, like, my family and my house and little things like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, NoahCon has that song with Sam Fender, Homesick. But, like, I'm worried that's going to make me sadder. But I listened to it, and it, like, that's one of the songs where it's one of, like, I'm trying to describe it, but I have a playlist that I made at the end of last school year because our friends were graduating. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to miss them so much. And it's all kind of like, you know, Where It All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. I know the end, Phoebe Bridgers. Like, all these songs, where it's like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, I don't want Homesick to be one of those, but I think Homesick is kind of like a positive response.
Spin on it?
Yeah.
I remember when we drove back from our best friend Sophia's graduation, and we listened to both of the songs, I think.
Yeah, and we both were bawling.
Yikes. Well, anyways,
so, NoahCon, good job on Homesick.
Good job on Homesick. I actually fully remember the first time I heard of NoahCon, and it was on TikTok, and I was like scrolling through whatever, And then I see, like, this random dude performing a song at a camp, like, a summer camp in Vermont, which is probably, like, come to think of it, it's probably, like, the summer camp he went to as a kid or something.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's from that area. And, like, they're all singing Stick Season. And then I honestly think that could have what, like, made him viral. Like, that could have made him viral, possibly. I'm not sure. But I just, like, have a very vivid memory of that TikTok. And then I never, actually, I used to be a pessimist about Noah Kahan too, for kind of a different reason, kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was kind of mad just because, like, this granola, like, folk music was, like, becoming mainstream, and I was pissed off about it because everyone thought they were so alt for listening to Noah Kahan.
I remember this.
And I'm like, oh my god, like, this is the opposite of alt, like, you are the most, not to say that it's not good, I think it's good. But it's just like, okay, calm down. You're not that, like, cool and alternative and granola and crunchy. Like, you know, I was kind of like, okay, I'm the real granola girl, which is just not true. But anyways, I digress again. Also, if you're, like, listening and you're wondering why I'm saying this, I'm probably using it in the wrong context. I just like to use it in my own context. I digress. So, and then I ended up actually listening to the music, and I was like, oh, this is too good, like, the people are right. And now I have a good love for Noah Kahan, and I think I've tried, I don't know if I fully listened to any of the albums.
Me neither, actually.
Yeah, I've been too afraid, because I know I'll fall down a rabbit hole of becoming a Noah Kahan stan, and I just can't add that extra component to my life as of right now. That's what happened to me in Lord, and it's kind of taken me over. That's fully what happened with me and Claro. That's taken me over. I don't think it'll ever stop taking
Elise
me over.
Elise is wearing a Claro sweatshirt today as well.
I am. So I just can't, for the sake of, like, not spending money on merch, I'm just gonna stay away from listening to the entire album. But that's just because I know how dangerously good it is.
Yeah. And then also, circling back to my story, I remembered that I actually asked multiple people when a Noah Kahan song would play in their car. I was like, what's the deal with this Noah Kahan guy? And everyone was like, yeah, no, I actually really like his stuff, because he's kind of talking about, like, you know, coming from a small town. Like, things are that were relatable. Coming from a small town and, you know, all that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, if we're talking to MI people, like, Mercer Island isn't that much of a small town.
Yeah, but there's elements of it. Like, you see everyone you know at the grocery store.
Then. That's true, I guess. It's quite isolated. Yeah. Quite a bubble.
It's a bubble.
All right. Down to our favorite songs.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. There are so many good ones. I will say Everywhere Everything with Gracie Abrams. Oh my god. That can make you ball. It can make you ball as much as Hopecore on TikTok will.
What?
Have you seen Hopecore TikTok?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm on Hopecore TikTok, and it's, like, a ton of, like, videos that make you want to cry tears of joy. Like, I saw, like, 3 of them last night, and, like, I immediately start crying within the first 5 seconds of them. And it was, like, proposals of, like, people, like, weather a woman, and then their husband would, like, come
on.
Oh,
I've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, I've gone too far off topic. Back to my favorite songs. So as we pastly discussed, we have Everywhere Everything with Gracie Abrams. Okay, another one is Maine. And shout out to Ren Novak. They recommended me this song. Sorry, another anecdote, if you will. Ren and I used to lifeguard together, and they also, like, did radio. And sometimes, like, after our shifts, we would go for, like, drives and just, like, listen to music. And I honestly would say Ren probably, Ren got me into Phoebe Bridgers.
Really?
Ren got me into Phoebe Bridgers, which led down my Boy Genius rabbit hole. Ren got me into Noah Kahan. Like, shout out Ren, love you. They're at Whitman right now. Anyways, but they played Maine for me, and they're an OG-er. I think it was either Ren or Anna Bertlin or maybe even both, who said that they've been going... Oh, actually, I know what it was. I'm shouting out the real OGers who are probably really wanting to gatekeep this, but Anna Bertlin, like, has been a NoahCon stan for a while. And so, like, when the tickets were for the concert were up in, like, December of last year, she got them for, like, $50. But later they went for super expensive. And Ren Novak has been listening to NoahCon since fourth grade, which is crazy. So anyways, I'd probably say Northern Attitude.
Classic.
You're Gonna Go Far is so cute. Yeah, Homesick. She Calls Me Back. Everywhere, Everything. Man. Yeah. There's a couple more, but I'll let Lauren take that.
Okay, yeah. I very much am on the bandwagon of, like, I listened to him through the other people because of these genius collabs he put together. So I will say She Calls Me Back with Kacey Musgraves. I think the way their voices go together is just so perfect because Kacey Musgraves has such, like, a little southern twang. She's normally a country artist. And her verse on that is so good. And, like, I feel like if you listen to the originals without the artist, it just kind of feels empty to me. But, like, I mean, I feel like the OG listeners are probably saying the opposite.
No, I get that with other songs.
And then Homesick with Sam Fender. Once again, you heard my anecdote about listening to that. Like, that's one of those songs where it's like, I can listen, like, I'll listen to it. And it feels good because it feels like someone's relating to it. Instead of, like, Where'd All the Time Go? That does not feel like someone's relating to it. It feels like someone's, like
stabbing you.
Yeah. But, like, in a kind way.
Okay.
And then, of course, Northern Attitude with Hozier. I think, once again, oh yeah, and then Hozier brought out NoahCon for a show, and then NoahCon brought out Hozier for a show. And I was like, okay, this is incredible.
So what you're saying is if I buy a ticket to one of their shows, it'll be a double whammy.
If you, maybe.
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 Who knows? Is that the end of your list?
That is the end. I know. I'm such a bandwagoner. That's all I have.
I mean,
actually, All My Love. That's a really good
one. I was about to say that.
Okay, good.
You're Gonna Go Far. Like, some of these, I'm just like, oh my God. Obviously, Stick Season. Like, anyone who's like, that song's overplayed, like, there's a reason why it's the top song. Like, be quiet. I'm looking at a list of all the songs, and I think that honestly, that takes it down for the most part. All right. This has been a lovely episode. If you listen to NoahCon, let us know. You can hit up the 889 Instagram because I run it. So I will see everything happens.
You'll see everything everywhere.
All at once.
I would say everything. Everything.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Thank you so much for listening. So
let's close it out.
Dear NoahCon, we love you. XOXO,
Lauren
and Elise.